In Denmark, cycling is a serious mode of transportation. One in three residents in the capital of Copenhagen rides his or her bike to school or work, and the city is now building a network of cycling superhighways.
Every day, Copenhagers cycle more than 750,000 collective miles, enough to make it to the moon and back. But city officials want to encourage more people to commute longer distances, so a network of 26 new bike routes, dubbed the Cycling Superhighway, is being built to link Copenhagen to its surrounding suburbs.
When you get on one of these bike lanes, you got to move in fast. It's not leisurely biking. This is serious stuff in Copenhagen.
Endelgo says he used to drive his car to work, but biking is better all the way around.
Gives you more exercise and motion, and it's more free, and it's quicker. When I pass the harbor, I wave to the cars. Yeah.
And in a country where both right and left-leaning politicians regularly bike to work, it has bipartisan support. If you maintain a certain pace, you can ride all the way through without stopping. There are also footrests with bars to lean on at traffic lights and a bike pump every mile in case you have a flat. Once the highway network is completed, projections show some 15,000 people will switch from driving to biking. That, say officials, will have a direct impact on the environment, public health, and finances.